My story is about Seattle and El Salvador by Fernanda. When I was a baby, my mom had to send me to El Salvador. She did not have enough money for a babysitter, and she had to work two jobs day and night. Nobody had enough time to take care of me, so she had to send me to live with my aunt and uncle in Metapan, that's in El Salvador. While I was in El Salvador, it felt like it was about 100 degrees above every single day. In El Salvador, there is not as much homeless compared to Seattle. In El Salvador, when I see a homeless, they always have food or I see someone giving food to them, like a plate of beans and rice. In Seattle, there are so many homeless, the homeless don't have any food for the reason that Seattle people don't trust the homeless with money because they think they might just go buy a pack of cigars. For example, in Seattle, most of the population always have a cigar in their hand. And the people think if I give the money to them, they might just go buy a pack of cigars or something else. The clothing in El Salvador is very colorful: brown, green, white, yellow, and red. The texture of the clothing in El Salvador is very soft and warm. I don't know why the clothing is very warm. It's like 100 degrees outside and inside. It's also sometimes very rough. In El Salvador, the people look like they're from the countryside. When they do special events, they're also meant for spinning around like a flower. In the market in El Salvador, the people struggle just to buy like two tomatoes. So many people are crowding. If you want to get from another place to another, it takes about 10 to 15 minutes because a lot of people are pushing you. In the market, there are a pack of chickens in one basket, and they cost about $1. Every 2 minutes, there's something new. As you can see in my story, I'm contrasting Seattle and El Salvador.